This is 7AD. Time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. All right, so we had the federal budget. What about energy prices? There was a bit of talk about that.
There was. There was a bit of a warning in the interim budget. It certainly is not what we wanted to hear, but not wanting to hear it doesn't mean we shouldn't be getting ready for it.
I heard the dreaded 50% price rise mentioned.
Yeah, Jim Chalmers mentioned, prices are set to rise, or power prices set to rise by 20% in reasonably short order and up to 50% overall. That's scary, isn't it?
Yep.
That's not good for mums and dads. It's certainly not good for business. It further stokes the flames of inflation. Now, and these inflationary energy price forces will certainly spill over into rising food costs and most other basics of life. Combined with rising interest rates, it's going to put a serious squeeze on some households and diminish disposable incomes across all households. So it's in the budget. You have been warned.
Yeah.
But why are the power prices on the rise? I don't know. Basically, the conflict in Ukraine has been used as an excuse as global commodity prices of gas, coal and oil rise in price.
Yeah.
That's generally what they're throwing around. But why is that affecting us, Darren? Why is it affecting Australia? Like, we have ample energy reserves.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Why?
In simple words, profit-taking. Fossil fuel and energy corporations are using this global ruction to make the biggest profits they've ever seen. Usually when there is a global downturn driven by inflation, everyone suffers. People lose their jobs, consumer confidence is non-existent, corporations need to feel the need to cut back and try and stay afloat, share prices fall, and their profits drop. That's what happens. At the moment, unemployment is low, consumer confidence is still high, companies are making record profits, a complete opposite of what we should be seeing in a super inflationary financial crunch. Woodside's profits after tax is up by 417%, Darren.
Stop it.
417%. Woodside dividends have gone up 263%. So shareholders are certainly loving that. These trends can be followed across all the fossil fuel companies. Then we have the power companies. Now, these guys buy their materials, their raw energy from these fossil fuel companies. So you would normally think they'd be hurting having to buy the coal and gas at surging world prices and still try and maintain a profit.
Hmm.
But guess what? Their profits are up as well, up by 67% of what would be considered normal profits. 67%. So whatever increase in costs they've had to endure, they've certainly passed on to consumers and then some. And you've got to think, if they were just passing on the additional costs, then their profits would remain the same.
Yeah.
But their profit charts are a rocket-shaped trajectory to the moon. Basically, the system is broken and we're being gamed. While I've always been a believer that times of great turmoil are also times of great opportunity, it seems the fossil fuel and energy corporations understand this better than anyone else. I also feel there's a sense of a global decision of fossil fuel companies to maximise their profits while they're still the preeminent source of energy across the globe. You know, they're feeling renewable energy breathing down their neck,
yeah,
and they're making hay while the sun shines. OPEC have dropped production to push prices up. We are paying global prices for our own domestic resources. Makes no sense. Hopefully the federal government puts a super profits tax on these uncontrollable monoliths and puts greater regulatory control on these corporations that seem intent to pad their bottom line at the expense of literally everybody else.
Well, I haven't heard mentioned that there should be like a cap on power bills.
Yep.
I mean, wow, who would have thought that had ever happened in Australia?
There's so many things we could be doing, and I think things are going to happen, but it's a slow process. Like, take the Tasmania government, for example. They could use our largely unaffected renewable energy power production to shelter us from the storm. We have natural advantages. I feel they should be utilised. You know, what's the cost of coal? How is that? Why is that affecting our power prices when our power falls from the sky?
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless there is a major change in the energy pricing mechanism we use for this country, power prices are going to go up. It's unavoidable. And it's not without hope. As we now have the Tasmanian government's Energy Saver program,
We talked about this last week.
So where Tasmanians now have access to up to $10,000 for 3 years interest free for solar power, battery storage, energy efficient hot water, energy efficient heating and cooling. So the stars are aligning, Darren.
Yeah.
A problem is presenting itself, and at the same time, a solution is available. Power prices going up is less of an issue if you make your own power. It also becomes less of an issue if those energy-hungry old clunker appliances like hot water cylinders or electric heaters are replaced with heat pump hot water or reverse cycle heaters. They cannot charge you for what you do not buy.
Correct.
Yeah. Lastly, the other day, I sat down and did some sums on our premium solar system using a Solar Edge inverter system with the Q-Cells Q-Peak panels. But this time, I put the savings of charging a Tesla into the equation because one of our clients has got a Tesla.
Yep.
It reduced the payback period down to 2.5 years.
And that's paid off in 2.5 years.
Yeah, if you charge a car. Yeah, that's what he was looking at. And now, you imagine 2.5 years, but if power prices went up by 50%, well, the payback period is reduced by 50% as well. Anyone who has a solar power system, your energy is only going to become more valuable. You know, now's the time to press the button on taking charge of your energy costs. Interest-free credit is available from the Tasmanian government if you need some help. But energy underpins every aspect of our lives, and it's about to become much more expensive no matter what the government does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got all the information about that Energy Saver program?
That's right. If you want to find out more, just give us a call on 1300 502 599, or you can pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprate and see how it all works. If you want to organise a quote, just go to our website at dmsenergy.net.au or find us on Facebook. You can contact us via message there. We've also got a few links on our page that sort of take you to the program and explains how it works. The help's there. It is available, and now's the time to do something with it.
Good stuff. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.